time now for the Voice of the Land on the Big Play Network with your hosts, Kevin Arnold and Always Positive Jay.
Boy, there's a frenzy going on, just not in Cleveland, as free agency and the new league year have opened in the NFL. That's right. This is the Voice of the Land on the Big Play Network, partnering with LPV Productions, thanking our friends at Vector Tentacle. Get the right person in the right job the first time. And we are also partner with Be On Air Podcast, the Ohio Media School, Independence. There's one in Columbus and Cincinnati, but other locations around the country. There's Colorado, there's Illinois, there's Miami, Florida. So the Be On Air Network encompasses all those, and podcasts that have been started by current students and alumni. They're trying to give a bigger platform for all of that. So we thank them for sending out the audio, and you can always get the audio on replay wherever you get your podcast. I'm Kevin Earl. That's Always Positive Jay. Peter Tellep is back. Excuse me. Peter Tellep is back producing for us here tonight. Let's just jump right in because we do have a guest coming on at 8:30 tonight. Lana Carino, you might know her as Stefanski Girl on Twitter.
Yeah, she has a bit of an obsession with Kevin Stefanski. We'll just put it there.
I know she's not the only one, but we'll talk to her about that. But she's coming on to promote a great, great event. All you golfers out there, make sure you listen up. We got to get our guy from the U.S. Amateur Tour on again as we get into golf season. Want to make sure we promote that as well. So I'll reach out to Ed Ruper next week, and we'll try to find a time for him to come on and talk about the amateur tour as well. But for golf fans everywhere, if you want to get into an 18-hole scramble, Lana will come on and tell us about a great event for a great cause, all part of the Bougie Sports Squad podcast and their group. So
we should have had him on last month when it was a Women Appreciation. Was it last week or day? It was
International Women's Day was
that's
on.
That's what it was, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure March is Women's History Month.
All right, then. We're doing good. We had it.
We're golden.
We planned this. Totally.
We're golden. So let's just jump right in because.
The return frenzy, you mean? It wasn't really free agent. It was kind of just return frenzy. We got all our players back more so than free agency.
Yes, and I'm going to pull up all of the names here. So we're going to go through it. But just, Jay, overall. I mean, just thoughts on the whole, you said that you would basically pull a WWE move on it. And really all I want to do is talk WWE because it actually relates to the Browns. Like if you want to focus on the Browns, guess what? SummerSlam's coming to first.
Let's talk about it last for last segment.
Yeah. We'll talk about that because I'm going to clamor for a way to go because going on my own, not like I'd go with Jana, of course, my wife, but paying our own way, you know, we're not going to do that. So if there's another way I can find my way to SummerSlam,
Kevin, I'm going to give you a confession. It's outside of the Browns because I'm a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
Every game or event I've gone to, I haven't paid for.
Oh.
Like not one, not a single. No, it was the $15 for the Guardians game. I did the cheap night.
Okay.
I just get tickets, man. I can't help it.
Well,
I'm gonna need you to use those.
I'm gonna need you to use that sort of luck to find me to get my way in August 3rd.
Well, I told you as a season ticket holder, I'll get early passes or early access to tickets, and I don't want to go. You can get those tickets.
Okay.
But
I appreciate that.
Did you get it pulled up there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm getting it pulled up here, but I'm also sharing our show because you're
well,
not.
That's good. I already did.
You already did?
I was ahead of you, dude.
Oh, perfect.
As they say in Iron Man, waiting on you now.
Waiting on you now.
One of my favorite lines in that movie, by the way.
We both talked this week about, especially yesterday, when the news came down of a different backup quarterback being here, and for some reason in this town, backup quarterback will get the conversation rolling. We weren't going to talk.
Don't say it too loud. You will start a riot outside of the studio if you say that too loud.
Do people know where we are?
They know where we're at.
Oh, they're going to
if they hear us.
They're going to find.
They're going to hear. Like, did they bring up the backup quarterback and not the one I wanted?
Sorry, we're not having that.
No,
that
not doing today. It. I can't stand the talk no more. It's driving me insane.
It's driving me insane as well. Now, everybody that is having it, I'm not against that conversation. I understand why. I've been in this
town. People that are passionate about it. That's great. Awesome. I'm not judging you. I'm not. I don't care about the backup quarterback. I don't care.
Here's my, I'm going to give you my 2 cents on it.
All right.
I don't care about it only because, you know, I liked who he had last year. Props to hit to Flacco. I'm going to say that. I appreciate everything he did first. Yes, I would have liked to see him back. But I'm hoping next season that you could be the backup quarterback because you never set foot on the field because Watson balls out.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're winning. That's what I care about. You know, right now it's like.
And frankly, if he doesn't and he sucks, or he doesn't even suck, he just something, whatever happens, it goes wrong. Guess what? If your backup quarterback sucks, you're going to suck. And now you're going to move up in the draft and you go draft a quarterback.
Right.
Because you're just going to get, let's say, like it last year, you get Joe Flacco, you get in the playoffs, whoop-de-doo, you're going to lose in the first round. He threw 2 interceptions for pick sixes. Like, he pretty much helped lose you the game.
Well, and we know who the starting quarterback is. Yeah, we know who the starting quarterback is going to be, so there shouldn't be
exactly. Any quarterback goes down, you're pretty much screwed. Like, right. Maybe you'll make the playoffs, and yes, last year was fun, and that was great. But when you get to the playoffs, ain't nothing going to happen.
You know why it was so much fun? Like,
there's not a whole lot of Nick Foles stories out there.
But it was so much fun because it was unexpected.
Yeah.
Because right. With all the injuries, it's like, I mean, what was Flacco was the fifth quarterback?
Here, I'll put it this way. Let's say we had a traditional years of always winning and winning and winning and winning. And we don't have like constant losing like we did.
Mm-hmm.
We would have actually wanted to lose if our quarterback went down for the season. We would rather have the high draft pick. Am I right or wrong?
I mean, that's totally right.
Because you know you're not going to win. You're used to winning. The fact that we loved it so much and got so hooked to Joe Flacco is we're not used to winning. But he's gone, dude. Like, they're going to bring him back. It's right. Over. There's nothing I could do. I got dudes yelling at me on Twitter saying, like, you got to hold them accountable. Like, well, I don't know if you know this. But I don't control the team. I can't do anything about it. Like, there's nothing I can do. Who am I going to hold? Am I going to make Andrew Berry go stand in the corner?
It's too late anyways because Flacco is a Colt.
Yep.
Is he?
Yep. He was signed
good
by
for Joe Flacco.
Yep. $8 million, awesome. $8.7 million for a year.
Their quarterback, there's a damn good chance he's going to get hurt the way he plays. He already got hurt in his rookie year.
Richardson, right?
Yeah. Good quarterback, but very aggressive runner, and we've time shows when you run like that and not to avoid guys but to run you over guys, they don't last very long.
No. And good for Flacco that he found a spot.
Like, awesome. He's a good dude.
And
he's not our quarterback. He's not our starting quarterback, so I just don't care.
Right. It's not something we have to dwell on, but look,
gotta hold him accountable.
Is
that was the funniest thing I've seen today. I'm sorry.
I know all the jokes been made about I'm going to eat a W and all the off the field antics. I mean, that's anybody that's on our side of things, like in doing shows like this or media, whatever, like that's supposed to be the stuff that you love is like the stuff around the team. And if someone's making news because saying something ridiculous or silly,
giving us content, more or less
giving content, the more content you get, the better. And it just makes, you know, show prep easier. It makes all of that stuff easier. So that's going to be good for the media side. On the fan side, like, I understand maybe the frustration that he is a turnover machine. In his best season, he had 33 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. I get it. But Flacco was also a turnover machine. Like, this is just reality of the facts.
Yeah.
We were in the playoff game, down 10 at halftime, then 2 pick sixes.
The main role of your backup is not to finish a season when your quarterback goes out. It's if he has to come in. And he could come in and win a game. Because if your team is built correctly, they don't have to necessarily rely on the quarterback. All right, today we're going to have to run the ball, be conservative, and play tough defense, our backups in, and he's going to not
– right.
He's going to have to do whatever to win the game.
And if you have to rely on the backup quarterback, I'm not saying any specific name. If you have to rely on the backup quarterback to finish your season and try to even make a run like the Browns wanted to try this or were put in position to try last season, it doesn't end well. There's exceptions to every rule, but more often than not, it doesn't end well. So, like everybody's already said, I'm just basically turning into a broken record here. The season comes down to Watson is health and ability to play at above average to great level for this team for what he was paid to do. This is year three of this. You're kind of down to brass tacks here.
Well, let's talk about the positive parts of this free agency. Right. Like, I was very happy to have Za'Darius Smith back. I knew it was probably going to happen, but I think he's very productive on the field, but I think he's even more important in the locker room.
He's pushed me like,
hey, Garrett, let's do this. Like, I'm going to push you harder than you've ever been pushed, and we've had the best season out of him. Maybe they'll even add on to what they did last year.
Yeah.
And the Jerry Jeudy deal was, it was so cheap, it doesn't matter. It could be like a great deal because that dude's had garbage quarterback play there.
Yeah.
And you gave up near nothing. It could be the next Amari Cooper kind of feel.
And I hope that that's it in his comments today, being in the building, because again, new league year, like trades become official, like that we've been hearing about. I mean, in the past, you've seen trades happen early in February and no team can comment on it because you can't finalize a deal like that after the Super Bowl ends. You have to wait until the middle of March when the new league year starts, not the legal tampering period, the actual new league year, which started at 4 o'clock today. It was nice to see his comments that he has looked up to Amari Cooper. He's watched a lot of film on him, and to be next to him now and see the way, the professional way that Amari Cooper goes about his business, I think that's going to be impactful for a guy to get the talent out of Jerry Jeudy, because there have been off-field antics with him as well. Off-field question marks. If you're going to take a chance on that, you're going to want a guy like Amari Cooper to be there, who he's already watched film on. Now he gets to watch him right then and there, and then watch the film of every practice and every training camp workout, off-field, off-season workout, all of those things. He gets to see it in person, then see it on film, and be right next to him in that wide receiver room. That's going to be impactful.
On top of that, you know what my favorite part of that whole deal is? He's on the last year of his contract. And boy, do I love dudes on the last year of their rookie contract. Because he's going to try real hard to get that money.
Earn the money he's seeing wide receivers get here in free agency. Now, this is courtesy of, and I'm sure a lot of people have this, but I love how Hayden Grove, friend of the show, always does the like free a tracker. He does like that for every team.
Draft tracker, free agent tracker. Yes. He's great at it.
So, Browns free agency tracker of who they've brought in and or brought back. So, of course, Za'Darius Smith, he signed his deal today. Not all these have been officially announced by the team. You got to get the contracts and all of that legal stuff put together. So it takes some time. But Za'Darius Smith, Mo Hurst, Jordan Hicks, the linebacker, who actually is from Ohio, played high school football here, so he gets to come back here. The backup quarterback, Jameis Winston. Running back, Nyheim Hines, who's also coming off of a knee injury, but that's an interesting thing for kick return.
He was a really good kick returner for our special teams coach.
Yes.
When he played for him. He was really good.
In Buffalo or?
I think it was in Colts. Indianapolis.
Yeah, that's right. Bubba Ventrone was in Indianapolis, but I know Hines was just in Buffalo before he got hurt. Yeah. He was one of like those like X factor.
He was a jet ski incident or something that he got hurt on.
Yeah.
Too.
And it's so, you know, you wish the best for him, but they signed him knowing that, you know, they feel like they're going to get something out of him this year.
Well, because everyone wanted this huge free agent running back. I'm like, okay, we're getting Nick Chubb back. And everyone's like, he'll never be what he is. Like, dude, that's Nick Chubb, dude. I ain't never going to bet against
him.
Like, there's two people in football I don't bet against. Patrick Mahomes and Nick Chubb. That's it, dude. Like, I ain't never been against those two dudes in my entire life, dude. That dude works so freaking hard. He's gonna do what Adrian Peterson did when everyone thought he was gonna be done. Only difference is he ain't gonna hit his kid with a stick. So he'll be all right.
And there's a reason why, and you say this because you've heard it even more often in your life than I have. Don't talk about it, be about it. There's a reason why going into last season, I said that they had to prove it to me. And I think all of us are kind of on the same page. Don't care what they're saying, you gotta go prove it. I don't care how much talent you have. Like, we had to see it happen to be proven wrong. For a guy like Nick Chubb to say that he's not going to be the same player. Now, there might be like a little drop off. Any injury is going to take something away from you. But this major drop off that people
say he's 90% what he is. 90% of what Nick Chubb was is better than 90% of the NFL.
Right.
He's that good.
So until proven otherwise, I'm going to think that when Nick Chubb comes back and the work that he put in to bring himself back through rehab and all of that, he is going to be a strong, strong player for this team again.
Like, and on top of that, I'm tired of people talking trash down on Jerome Ford. That dude played really good.
He did.
Is he what Nick Chubb is? Hell no. Again, no one is, except for maybe Christian McCaffrey. And he's a different style. So no one is really what Nick Chubb is to this team. It's never going to – that dude comes around once every 50 years. But Jerome Ford was a good back. Did you guys not remember that screen pass where he ran it down? The one dude hit him. He kind of bounced off, got back up, and then just trucked some dude over. I'm like, that's the kind of guy I want playing for my team.
It's not an excuse, but remember how many injuries there were, like
on the offensive line,
like in all the different position rooms. Like, remember how many injuries there were, and we got down to the fifth and sixth tackles for this team. So, like, the offensive line never had any sort of cohesion, chemistry throughout the year. Kevin. Again, not
the people in the back, say it louder.
It's not an excuse. You still have to execute your job, and you're going to get what you're going to get out of a fifth and sixth tackle and like third or fourth string guard, whatever it might be, just to run through the rest of these. Michael Dunn comes back. I can't say this guy's name. I'm just going to say his first name. I believe he played for the Bengals before this. Offensive tackle Hakeem Adeniji.
That's pretty good. Better than I'll do.
Shelby Harris comes back, as well as Corey Bohorquez. I'm going to scroll up here on Hayden Grove's page, of course, of cleveland.com. You can follow him at @H_Grove. The leaving tracker. I want real quick before we go to break, I want you to tell me if any of these names stand out to you as like you didn't
really want to lose.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this is like the most recent one, but this is the longest one I have. So
I'll give you a quick reaction to all of them.
Mike Ford.
That sucks. He was a good special teams player, but we could find another Mike Ford.
Anthony Walker. I hate losing that leadership in the locker room. Just wasn't available. Yeah,
but
I'm
also, I'm not the hugest Anthony Walker fan as a linebacker. I don't think he's just all right.
Right. But
he's a great leader. All right on the field. Again, yeah. I think we could upgrade at that position.
There's going to need to be guys to step up leadership-wise. Sione Takitaki in that same room. He goes to the Patriots.
Same thing about him. Good guy. Love him, but...
He came on last year, though.
We'll see. I think he is what he is, though, to be honest with you.
Jordan Elliott.
That one I didn't like seeing because I thought he had a really good year last year.
Yeah, he was a starter, but I just...
I think we could still upgrade over him.
He earned his way to get it, other teams.
He got himself a paycheck, though, because again, he was also on the last year. It was kind
of right. Nick Harris,
that one I didn't, because I loved watching that dude play fullback. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, looks like we're gonna be throwing the ball a lot because we lost our fullback. Harrison Bryant, no more QB sneaks. I mean, I guess Deshaun Watson got the
line. Okay, I'm kind of glad he's gone, because if I ever have to see that dude go under center again, I'm gonna throw up. Like, that drives me nuts. I'm like, why? Why is that dude there? That is way too important of a play. Dude, don't do it that. Like, no, man, that play's got
to
go.
And then, of course, now this is updated because it has Joe Flacco going to the Colts. Again, we love what Flacco did
here. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Appreciate for the 4-1 record.
Good luck in Indy. Unless we play you this year, I hope we smoke you.
Right. And that's all you can do. Once they're not on your team, you can have all the friendships you want off the field. Once that whistle blows and the kickoff starts, like, you know, go after it and get the job done. That is our free agency talk for tonight. On the other side, there's a flag behind me that you guys can't see. And if you're just listening to the audio, I have a flag behind me. We'll explain what team that flag is for and what they are doing this season. Some big things could be ahead for them. Championship in Cleveland. We'll talk about that next right here on the Voice of Land on the Big Play Network and Be On Air Podcast Network.
Whether you're looking to hire new talent or start a new career, Vector Technical has you covered. Vector Technical is a 28-year-old staffing firm that has helped thousands of job seekers advance in their career with reputable partners throughout Northeastern Ohio. Vector Technical is more than just a temp agency. With an above average hire-in rate of 1 in 4 candidates, Vector works hard to connect the right person with the right opportunity the first time. Vector Technical hires for skilled manufacturing and light industrial work and is sure to have a career that you've been looking for. To learn more, visit our website at www.vectortechnicalinc.com.
And welcome back to the Voice of the Land here on the Big Play and Beyond Air Podcast Network. Kevin R. alongside Always Positive J. Peter Tillip. Audio has returned. The humanoid form.
He's back. Our audio's back.
Yeah, look at that. Could be
that we are also in studio, but...
Yeah, I mean, that definitely helps. I want to apologize to people that did tune in last week.
It's completely your fault that StreamYard wasn't working. I don't know why you didn't develop StreamYard better, Kevin.
I don't know why I didn't, but we had Andre Knott on last week. Such great content. Horrible audio. I apologize to Andre Knott. I know he wants to come back on. He said he will come back on. It'll just be hard during the season. So we'll
you know when he's not busy.
Yeah, I know.
You got access.
Yeah, I'll look at the guard schedule too, and I got a guy that knows a guy. So we will definitely look into that. I'm actually texting Andre right now.
Let him know I said hi.
Okay, I will. Don't know why.
Safe travels.
I'm telling him no dash. For some reason, every time I'm writing out an email address that he needs, I put like the .com. But the com drops down to the next line in the text. And now it's like it's automatically adding a dash.
That might be okay. That might just be a word wrap.
Yeah, it's a grabber.
Huh. Well, we'll see. Hopefully he gets that. And Dre, there you go. I sent you the email. And I know he's got his whole family.
Kevin's not name dropping or anything on the show today.
Not at all.
No. We had him on last week.
I know. I'm messing with you, dude. Relax.
We have a connection on this show.
Relax. Just messing with you.
All right.
You know. So something that gets you fired up.
Something that always gets me fired up is talking about the Cleveland Crunch. And they just had their last home game. Jay, you got to.
How was the last home game?
It was amazing. They faced off against the Chicago Mustangs. Blew them out of the water. 12-3.
I like being Chi-Town.
Yeah, always.
For some reason, I do. I don't hate Chi-Town like I hate New York. But I like beating them for some reason.
Always a good rivalry between those teams. Something that I noticed, and I told this to Mark Munch Bishop, longtime broadcaster here in Cleveland, was the OG voice of the Crunch. I pinched myself every time I'm there because it's like I'm the voice of the Crunch. Like this doesn't make any sense. And those that don't know, I was as a kid, that was the only ticket we could afford as a family in, you know, like first 10, 12 years before we got a chance to, I mean, my grandpa had season tickets to the Indians games. And yes, I'm calling them the Indians to honor the team name that they were when we went to go see them. He had season tickets, but I didn't really get to go very often. It was like one Sunday a season I got to go. The ticket we went to the most was the Crunch because it was affordable, plenty of giveaways, plenty of family fun. And it's exactly the same way. Now, if you're thinking, oh, I should take my family out, you're going to have to wait till next season because it was the final home game. They play a 12-game season, 6 at home, 6 on the road, and they have 4 straight games on the road starting this Friday with a team that's a half game behind them for the lead.
So when they do that, are they on the road the whole time, or do they go there and come back?
They go there and come back. Yes, they will go there and come back. And I know I – listening to Luciano Rashido, his family, the
Flyer
leadership group,
take bus.
They were all figuring out flights to go down there. Now, whether they were going to fly directly to that area and then drive to where they needed to be or take a flight to, say St. Louis, they could do and then get a rental car and drive the rest of the way. But yeah, I mean, we're 4 years in and the second year of this new league that the Crunch decided to develop after they jumped into MASL2 when they came back in 2020. Now they've created the MLIS and teams have come with them. And it has been it's been a tremendous experience.
I mean, my nephew had a great experience. He's kind of salty that the season's over at home.
You kind of went through it quickly.
Yeah.
Last time we have
horrible audio, but
we have a little bit more time before our guest comes on here at 8:30. I think she's jumping in right now into the Zoom.
She can listen to us.
Yeah, she can listen. Don't treat our guests like that. Just
I'm friends with her. I know her.
I know. But your experience with the Crunch game with your nephew and just overall as someone that's didn't really start talking soccer till you met me.
Pretty much.
And that's a lot of time that you have not talked soccer, been around the game. Just your experience with that as like a general sports fan that is taking soccer on now. Like, what was your experience like? Cause I think you could speak to a lot of people with that.
I mean, especially being indoor, it's like I've been saying, there's so much more action. It's high pad. It's just super fast paced. You're shooting it off the walls. If you miss, it can come back to you. It's crazy. It's almost like hockey. And that's what I get into. Like, it's very, very, very physical, but it's also a small atmosphere. So everyone gets there's no bad seats. Mm. It's not expensive whatsoever to get in there. I think it was like $36 for two tickets. Like that'll get you like the high seats at any other game. And my nephew, he lucked out obviously because I brought the Brecksville soccer club or whatever they were.
Yeah, the Brecksville Bees. Yeah.
And he's from Brecksville. So all his friends are there. Mm-hmm. And then they have a whole section over to the side that is another field. And all the kids are just out there playing soccer. Once his friends got there, Uncle Jay was put on the back burner and he just was playing soccer literally 70% of the time, unless he needed food from me. Then he came by. But and even then, like you go to the concession stands there, I bought him food, me food, two drinks. It was like maybe $10 or something. It was really cheap. It's not, they don't raise the prices all crazy. And it's like you said, it's got that high school kind of feel where the kids, they can go burn off a bunch of energy. And when they get home, they pass out. And that's a great thing for parents. They love that.
And there's so many people there. Like it's such a hot ticket. Like at the Sportsplex.
Everyone's friendly there too.
Everyone's friendly. Like it's a great atmosphere. It's fans that have been fans of it for a long time. And, you know, again, kind of like me that were kids or mid teens when this team went away, when indoor soccer went away, professional indoor soccer went away in this town. And they love that it's back and it's such a great atmosphere. And a lot of them travel too. Like there's always a good traveling fan base for the Crunch. Absolutely. Anytime
it's a Cleveland team. We of course we're going to
travel. Right. Absolutely. So it's, you know, again, it's a smaller venue. So you only fit so many in there. And when the kids are playing on one of the other fields at the Sportsplex, like you still can't tell that there's open seats on a sold out night because they've got standing room only tickets they have to sell and it is packed to the brim. I know everybody wants a new facility. They are working on that. They're trying to.
They deserve it.
They deserve it. But again, it's a family that the kid is 2 years younger than me. We played soccer together in high school. His family is the one that runs the ownership of the team. So it's embedded in my home city of Wycliffe. But it's a family trying to build this up. So the more partners that they get, the more help that they get. If you want to partner with them, you want to reach out to them, theclevelandcrunch.com to help out because a bigger venue, they deserve it. And they are putting in the work. They are putting in they're backing it up with the money as much as they have to continue to build that. Absolutely love that. I said that championship could be coming to Cleveland. I don't want to get ahead of it because I'm just like the team. One quarter at a time. They play four quarters instead of two halves in indoor. One quarter at a time. But this weekend, Friday night, and then Saturday, it's a quick turnaround, too. It's like middle of the afternoon or maybe 11 or 12 a.m.
Yeah, I think it's like an 11 a.m. It's an early game.
Did it say 11 a.m. Central?
I thought so.
Yeah, so 12 p.m. here, noon here, after playing at like 7 or 8 at night over there in Omaha. Boy, it's a big doubleheader. These guys, Omaha's already been on social media saying like, "Hey, Crunch, you ready?" Like, I love to see that. Like that kind of rivalry is building. But Crunch are 7-1. They've won seven straight, and all seven.
Who did we play when I was there? Rapid City?
No, Colorado. Colorado Bucks destroyed.
My nephew's like, "Are they going to score 20 goals?"
They've scored double digits.
They were at 18, I think.
Yeah, they have their goal differential right now is. Want to say
ridiculous?
Yeah, it's plus 70 goals. They've scored 70 more goals than their opponents this season, and that's after losing the first game 6-2. They got tough games coming up: 2 in Omaha, a trip to Chicago, and a trip to that
every
state
time
up north.
Omaha, I just think of Peyton Manning.
I know.
I want to say
it's hard.
It's hard, hard to not say it.
It's hard not to do that. But I don't want to leave our guests waiting too long. So let's take our second break of the night. We can we can close up the crunch conversation later on. We talk WWE as well, but we are going to talk to Lana Carino of the Bougie Sports Squad podcast on the other side with a great event for a great cause. This is the Voice of Land on the Big Play and Be On Air podcast networks.
Are you struggling to hire the right talent or maybe even find the right career? Vector Technical makes it easy. Since 1992, Vector has provided Ohio employers with a reliable process for hiring and have helped thousands of job seekers advance in their careers. Vector Technical is more than just a temp agency. We invest time to get to know each client and candidate personally. Vector places people in job opportunities that they are truly excited about. Interested in learning more? Visit our website at www.vectortechnicalinc.com to see a full list of our current job opportunities and to find out what Vector Technical can offer you.
Get your gear at voiceoftheland.com/shop.
You know, sometimes Jay really gets on my nerves.
I didn't even notice. I'm not going to lie. I was like,
well, then some friend you are. We welcome in our guest at this time.
That was terrible.
Lana Carino. I've been saying it wrong this whole night. Now I'm getting
How did you say it the first time?
Lana.
Oh.
That's what most people call me, and I answer to either one, really.
That's probably why. I've never heard it like pronounced. I just read it always.
So well,
hey, you're a better reader than me. I'm dyslexic. Leave me alone.
That's why I should have asked first, because the first time, like my wife Jana, who spells
it's never,
her name,
I've never heard it pronounced. It always, I kind of really? Always just read it. Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's so funny.
You said you're a friend. Like that's some friend.
And you don't watch Archer, apparently. So
lesson learned for me. My wife's name is Jana, J-A-N-A. Not, I shouldn't just assume that
You know how long it took me to say her name right, and you're blaming me? I wanted to say Jenna
people
for so many years.
People probably say her name wrong all the time.
Oh, yes, they do.
Jana.
Yeah, but our first date when I met her at her house before we went go got food, then watched the Browns game together. Like when we first like talked at her house in Lakewood, I started to ask. I don't want to make this first date awkward, but, and she's like, you want to know how to pronounce my first name? So like right then and there, we were all on the same page, and you know, now I'm married and got a 10-month-old kid at home. So we're funny how things
That's
work
awesome.
Out.
Get the name
That's
right.
Awesome.
Get the name right. Guys.
Well, Lana Carino joining us from the Bougie Sports.
It is Carino, right?
Yeah. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. You're good.
Of course, coming on to promote a great event, but first, do you have any sort of really hardcore feelings on this whole backup quarterback debate that's been going on that we did not entertain earlier? You got anything you need to get off your chest first before we?
Thanks, Kevin. I try to avoid this all day.
So you know what? I'm in the Joe Flacco camp. You know, I love Joe as a person, and I just think give or take those few plays there, I still think he was an unbelievably great quarter, you know, second quarterback for us. Am I happy about who we brought in? Not really. But I mean, aren't we supposed to have a QB1?
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
position that actually matters.
So this, you know, who we have as our QB2. It's just our insurance policy, right?
That's exactly what, that's where you can leave the conversation. And yet we're, you know, like we're digging in too deep onto who we're deciding to keep here and not. Like, who's to say that Joe Flacco, as much as we loved him here, like who's to say that his 4-1 record, like he continues that? Is he going to be like what he was with the Jets outside of the comeback win against us? You know, he's at that point in his career. I think he is. He's going to be a great mentor to Richardson in Indianapolis, though. He's willing to do that. And he was willing to do it here with Watson.
Right. I agree. And I think for me, though, I think I'm speaking for a lot of Browns fans out there. it's emotion first and the reality second, right?
Yeah.
And emotionally, we all bought into this guy who, like everyone said, the adult in the room, he, you know, had composure. He was calm. All the guys liked him. And he just wanted to keep that feeling going, right? And that's where I am.
Yeah.
And I'm sad.
Yeah. I mean, it's still like it's okay to be sad about it. I just, you know, we're the type of show, Lana, that you know, we tend to hit the reality a lot sooner. We try to help Cleveland fans because we know we've been there ourselves, where it's the emotion first. Sure. So we try to give that realistic point of view to kind of help people usher them along into that process of getting to the reality side of things. But you know, it's still, does it suck still with what Joe did here and like how much he within such a short amount of time, how much he ingrained himself in this city, a guy that we hated when he was playing for Baltimore and beat us up all the time in those rough years, ingrained himself so quickly and so graciously to this city.
Spoke so highly of us when he received his Comeback Player of the Year award. You know, and I love, he sold me when, in one of his first press conferences, I don't know if you remember, he said, you know, they asked him what he was making and he said, I don't even know. I just want to play football. And I was like, I love you. I love you. And that's all.
I mean, we always say, don't talk about it, be about it, but there's certain people when they say things, especially with the prestige of Joe Flacco, like, they say something, you know that they mean it, so you can take it to heart instead of the just tell us what we want to hear. Before I do want to
I think I know what it is. I think I don't. I know I am not so bent out of shape about Joe. I hate the Ravens.
Epiphany.
I hate the Ravens, and I still remember what that dude has done to my team so many times. Like I was like, yeah, thanks for the wins, bro, but you ain't on my team no more, Joe. You're that guy who beat me so many years and then beat me with the Jets. You beat me with the stinking Jets. I'm not over it. That's clear. It's clear.
Well, I recovered. I must have recovered.
Go talk to
stinking Raven.
I don't even know what his name is. The defensive coordinator, Joe Woods. Go talk to Joe Woods about that. Why?
Joe
that?
Woods.
Go talk to him about how that happened. Because you're
he's like Voldemort. We shouldn't even say his name. Right,
we're not getting into a debate about a game. We're not getting into a debate about a game that happened almost 2 years ago now.
Touché.
Lana, before I do want to get your thoughts on, because I know you love all the Cleveland teams just like we do here. I want to get your thoughts on free agency and stuff. But first, we would be remiss if we didn't, towards the beginning and end of this interview, talk about this great event you guys have coming up. Bougie Sports First, the inaugural Bougie Sports Let's Go Golfing at Copper Top. Just talk about the event, how people can get involved, and what charity it's supporting.
Yeah. So the charity that we chose is Fantasy Care. So for those of you who may not be aware of Fantasy Care, they're a nonprofit organization, and what they do is they look for our fan, you know, we do our fantasy football leagues, you know, to turn them into charitable leagues to donate money to their organization. And then they use that money for a lot of different things. They help, one of their number ones, Toys for Tots, so that every kid at Christmas has toys. I mean, so important. They help with hurricane relief. They help with domestic violence victims. They've helped various food pantries. So they don't pigeonhole that money. It goes into different areas.
Can they help my fantasy football team?
No, they've helped our terrible league this year. Our Bougie Sports League was terrible, Jay.
Yeah, I was in last place.
Yeah, I think I was right above you. So we thought, hey, let's do a golf outing. Let's do something fun. So August 16th at Copper Top, 9 a.m. scramble tee off. It's $110, includes all three meals, unlimited draft beer at the end or during dinner. And we are looking for individual and business sponsors as well, if anybody wants to partake in that. But I just was able to work a deal today. I haven't even posted this yet. For anyone that may want to come, maybe not some people that don't golf out there, but they want to be part of the fun. So you can come just for dinner for $50. So you can have dinner, unlimited draft beer, also partake in our 50-50 raffle as well.
So me. So when I go there, I just got to pay $50 to eat a bunch of food. Perfect.
And drink beer until you float.
I'm not a drinker, but that's cool. I get me unlimited waters.
Drink water. Drink water.
So where did this idea kind of come from? Has this been in the works for a little while? Because I know you guys have been together with your guys' group.
Not gonna lie, guys, I'm getting jealous. I kind of want my own golf outing now.
Well, Jay, it's not all about you.
It is all about me, damn it. No, I want to help people, man. Talk down on me. You don't want to do something charitable.
All parts
join ours. See how it goes, and I'll help you out. I will help you out with yours.
Perfect.
But no, we did.
She's helping me. I'm like Kevin over here. He's just talking down about me, making me feel bad about myself.
Please, Lana. Please. How did this come about? And like, has it been in the works for a little while here?
It has. It was one of the first things we talked about when we started this podcast in late fall, that we wanted to do something charitable at some point. We didn't know exactly what it was going to be. But then I said, you know, I've done a good dozen or two golf outings in my career. I could whip one up. So we went down this road.
And a great,
so it should be really great.
And a great course at Copper Top. And like you said, $110, but you're getting all three meals and so much. You're getting a spot in the scramble and all of that.
Like, probably a bunch of cool, fun people.
Right. Sure. I've seen prices like that, but just for the golf outing just only happens around like one meal, like around a breakfast or around a lunch.
Right.
You're getting all three meals. You can spend a whole day with great people supporting a great cause. That's Let's Go Golfing. Agreed. Bridgie Sports is Let's Go Golfing. Golf outing. We'll touch on that here again in just a minute, but that's at Copper Top. So make sure you reach out at L Carino at, am I reading this right? PioneerPhysicians.com. Yep. Of course, BougieSports.com. You can get some information as well.
Yep. Or you can message me through Exit Stefanski Girl. That's also another way too.
Absolutely. Now, of course, you are Stefanski Girl. Some people, I guess, would call you a Stefanski apologist, but he's done a great job here. Like,
I would have said obsessionist, but
whatever. there's no apologist when someone is actually doing well. Apologists only come in when there's debate on if they're good or not.
Kevin,
right?
I don't think it has anything to do with how good or not good he is on the field.
I understand.
Have to do with that.
It does.
You know, it's everything to do with that beard.
Do you know what the show is, Jay?
No, I know.
I know what it is, but I'm sure that's not what she came on here for.
I'm just messing with
you. It's okay. We cover all of Cleveland, and that beard is part of Cleveland.
It is. I mean, guys with beards rule. Let's just be real.
I can't grow one.
You got like the shadow. What?
I can't grow one. It's like, I mean, like I let it go for a little while, but just like scruffy, but it's so patchy and. I've always had the baby face. Like I can't, my family, no one in my family's ever had, no guys have ever had like facial hair. My dad took 3 months to grow a mustache that my mom hated that he had at their wedding.
Oh
yeah. So
yikes.
That's not good. Not good.
No. But players that Stefanski is going to coach this year, some players coming back, of course the team training for Jerry Jeudy, just kind of the off season so far, especially around this new league year. It's free agent frenzy today. Not so much in Cleveland, but some low-level signings and guys coming back because they love the culture here. I think it says a lot about the team, but your thoughts on kind of what's happened, what's transpired so far?
I love everyone that we've signed to keep. Like Za'Darius Smith, I don't know if you saw his video today. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely amazing. I'm so glad of everyone that we got. Bohorquez, I was getting a little nervous. I'm like, we need to move on him. I want to keep him, you know? So I was really excited to keep him as well. Jerry Jeudy coming on, very good. I'm really excited about that. I felt a little about Taki Taki. Mm-hmm. I thought, he's done some good things, but I can understand why. I can understand why. Harrison Bryant, I can understand why. You know, I wasn't overly sad. I kind of felt like that was going to happen.
I told Kevin, you know? I'm going to miss Nick Harris at fullback. I thought that was so cool. I love those when they put the big giant lineman at fullback. But I think the Ravens do it too.
I know.
But I tell you this much. That's the thing that scares me, dude. I hate that Derrick Henry went to the Ravens.
I do too.
Well, and if Patrick Queen was going to sign anywhere else except for Baltimore, you'd want him to leave the division so you only have to face him once or maybe in the playoffs. But Patrick Queen taking the jump from Baltimore to Pittsburgh.
And Russell Wilson going there too is more dangerous than a lot of people believe.
Right, because he's with Mike Tomlin, who's never had a losing record. And,
winning record with Kenny Pickens. Like, that dude is garbage.
Pickett.
He's whatever. He's George garbage. Pickens
is their wide receiver.
Sure. They're garbage quarterbacks. All three of them were terrible. Right.
But this is where
they won 9 games.
This is where we skip the emotion and go right to being realistic. Like, Russell Wilson being there, he's not getting his own office. He's not getting, his entourage to be all around him and just being paraded around. There's a different culture there in Pittsburgh that we've wanted to get to that level, and feels like players are starting to see that here in Cleveland, which is big. But I mean, Russell Wilson going there, it's not like I'm like overly scared, but we can't just slough it off as like he's going to be the same guy he was in Denver.
Right. I'm telling you, our quarterback room is my biggest concern. It just is.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to feel that way.
It's a make or break year for Watson this year. If we're just being
it really is.
And can he do it? Sure. I don't know. Like, I really have no idea. I don't want to say I think he's not going to do it, or I don't think he's going to say he's going to do it. I really have no idea what this dude's going to do next year. And I think people are sleeping on the fact that he had a shoulder injury on his throwing arm.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about it because they're all worried about, is he just going to be good or not? I'm like, he's got another thing going against him. So I hope that he does. But
I know. I'm scared. I mean, he came in 2 years out, not looking great. And he just lost another year, really. I mean,
we'll see.
But he does have
just like last year, you said it, make or break.
Make or break. But he has the financial means to have the best therapy group around care. Him. I mean, best
yes.
care
yes.
around him. And I know he's out in LA, so he's not with the Browns trainers here. Like, you gotta have the right people around you to get right and not just speed back. Because look, I'm over all of the videos of them in Puerto Rico or wherever they go on vacation the OTA videos of him throwing against air and these great passes.
I caught crap because I said, I don't care about your workout videos. And everyone's like, oh my God, at least he's working hard. I'm like, dude, I'm just telling you, I just don't care.
Because
like,
what have we seen every time that he has started a season with the 6
workout
games he played?
Videos.
He has skipped the ball into the turf. It hasn't looked the same coming out of his hand as it does in these workout videos. That's when it matters most, when guys are coming at you.
Right.
You know what workout I want to see him learn? Run slide. Run 5-yard slide. Run 5-yard slide. That's the workout I want to see him do this offseason.
Well, Ken Dorsey was brought in as the offensive coordinator to find a way to balance that. 5-yard
run slide offense.
You got to find a way to not take away Watson's instincts and escapability out of the pocket, but being smarter once you are outside that pocket, because everybody's coming for you at that point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, I don't know. I've said this now for weeks. I know he's our QB1, and we want him to be successful because then our team will be right. I mean, we need to be behind him. But I need to see him. I need to see him buy in. I'm tired of seeing? I'm tired of seeing him out partying in Italy and drinking and driving around in big cars. When I got Joe Flacco saying, I just want to play football for, no money laying on a couch.
Oh, well, I can't say anything bad.
I can't.
People just say, oh, I thought you were always positive.
You know? Drives me insane.
Like, okay.
I'd rather see him on his Peloton.
Jay, you're
becoming... slide on the Peloton is all I want to know.
Jay, you're becoming always practical, Jay, instead of always positive.
Right.
Jay.
Seriously, you know.
You know, you keep it real, which is exactly what you need to do at times with stuff like this. And look, I mean, we say it all the time. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Like, if you're not about it, you're just about the money and what comes with
the fame and this, the fortune.
Yeah. Then you're not in, unfortunately, I will not in the say, right business. And it
well, I do hear he does work hard people. At playing quarterback. He does work hard. I can't say that against him. I know people that know what he does in the offseason. He is working hard at being a better quarterback. It's just, you got to be a better quarterback.
And he has to be the one to figure out, how do I get people that are lauding over my workout videos? How do I get that guy?
Likes aren't going to help you throw touchdowns, bro.
How do I get that guy in the workout
do
video?
Retweets ever, do they equal completions?
No. Last time I checked, they did not.
Because he'd be the best.
With AI out there, now I don't know. But, you know, we'll
see. Oh, this is true, too. Forgot about that aspect.
So, I heard you're talking some wrestling on your show coming up here. You're a wrestling fan.
Well, I'm
what's going on?
Going here? Down this road. I'm in the baby learning phases.
Well, if you want, do you want to stick around? I don't know all that much, but Kevin is all jacked up about SummerSlam coming to Cleveland. If you want to learn,
me too. I'm gonna go. I want to go.
Kevin's I want to go.
I'm intrigued. I'm so intrigued by this whole road to WrestleMania. Like,
so how about this?
I'm waiting to watch this road happen.
We're taking a break, we're going to talk wrestling.
We'll take a break. And any questions that you have now that you're in the baby phases, you can interview me now, and we'll talk about SummerSlam coming and finish out the show. And we'll make sure you guys, of course, reach out El Carino at pioneerphysicians.com.
Now you can take this info to your show.
Yeah,
or they're not going to even know what's coming their way.
Or message Ask the Fansky Girl on X for all the information for the Bougie Sports inaugural Let's Go Golfing Scramble, 18-hole scramble at Cobbertop. We'll get more information before we close out. And, of course, we always give our guests time to promote all their stuff as well. We'll do that and more on the other side. This is the Voice of the Land on the Big Play and Be On Air Podcast Network.
Are you looking for a career in manufacturing? Vector Technical has you covered. Vector Technical is a 28-year-old staffing firm that has partnered with some of the biggest and the best companies throughout Northeastern Ohio. The recruiters at Vector Technical will coach you through the entire job process and will help you land an opportunity that you are truly excited about. Vector does not add any additional fees and offers benefits as well as free online skills training through Penn Foster. To learn more, visit www.vectortechnicalinc.com and make sure to check out our job board to see a full list of our current opportunities and apply.
Boy, the in-break conversations have not been the greatest tonight.
Oh, they've been the best. What are you talking about?
But it's probably still content.
Not allowed to share.
It's probably still content that people would pay for, the in-between commercial breaks that Jay giving me a hard time here tonight.
Every time.
I am Kevin Rowe. That is always positive. Jay Peter Tellup, our producer here tonight. This is the Voice Land, the Big Play, and Be On Air Podcast Network. We are joined by a special guest here tonight, Lana Carino of the Bougie Sports Crew. And I know that you have some questions. We mentioned this on the other side of the break. You're getting into kind of the infancy stage of watching wrestling, pro wrestling. Is, you know, where are you at with it? What characters have you maybe liked or not liked so far?
So I'll back you a little back on this. Mm-hmm. We have decided that, you know, for on the squad pod, that we're like, you know what, let's bring WWE in here. There is such a gigantic fan base and following for WWE. And I'm like, you know what, I know nothing. So I guess I need to start learning, right? So
pretty much what I'm doing with soccer and him on this show.
Yes. Yeah. I heard you. When I jumped on, I heard you talking about that. It kind of new. And it's really exciting to learn. And I have a really great resource, someone that I know that is very intelligent, knows WWE very well. So I'm relying on that. But so my question for you is, I'll answer your question first. I'm going down the Cody Rhodes road. I feel like I'm pulling that way. So you're not. So are you on?
I love Cody Rhodes. I love Seth Rollins. Like, finish the damn story. That's where I'm at right now.
Hashtag. I want The Rock to beat him.
So you're on the Bloodline side?
I don't know. I just want The Rock
to win. He just remembered. I just want The Rock to win. Only saying that because when he watched, it was when, Rock in his heyday in WWE and not this new comeback turning heel.
Now, I did watch Dusty Rhodes as a kid, his dad.
American Dream.
He was, he was an OG of the sport.
Yes.
Yes. And so Cody's got to finish that out, right?
He's got to, because his family, so Dusty Rhodes, his dad, who passed away several years ago when, when Cody went off and did his own thing, left WWE for a while, his one goal was still to win whatever iteration it is. They always have different names for it, but the WWE championship, the main championship for the company that Super Vince Bowl McMahon and his dad put together. Uh-huh. At Madison Square Garden, I believe it was, Dusty Rhodes won the title, but was immediately had it taken away for some, of course, part of the storyline, whatever it was. So, like, he held it for a second, but never actually won. Nobody in the Rhodes family ever won the main prize in the top promotion for professional wrestling. So it has outside the ring, like, off character.
Kevin's selling me on this dude. I'm like, no, I kind of want him to win.
You have to have him win. Yeah.
So, and there's off outside the ring with his family type stuff that's real.
Yeah.
That he wants to do this. And then, of course, the storyline there, he's one of few two-time Royal Rumble winners. When you win the Royal Rumble, you get a chance to battle whichever title holder you want. He lost to Roman Reigns and the Bloodline last year. He wants a repeat. He wants to finish the story this year and win that title, take down the Bloodline. And there's so many other things that go into all of this.
And that is guaranteed right now, as I understand it, right? It is going to be them too.
Right. It's just, we don't know what so that'll be night two. Once COVID hit, they started doing this two nights, which actually worked out great for them, because when it was just one night for WrestleMania, the main event, when the women actually, it was a triple threat for women. It was the first time that women actually main evented were the last match at a WrestleMania, battling for two title belts. It went off at like 1 a.m. and the steam, the energy had went out of the crowd at that point. They have so many matches at this event. It's so big.
Yeah.
Now they've made it 2 days and it's a whole week long, whatever city they are in, they absolutely take it over. So, on night two, he's going to face Roman.
I'm so excited.
Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins are tag teaming up against Roman and The Rock on night one. If Cody and Seth win, Cody gets Roman without the Bloodline interference. Like, that is a stipulation. They can't be ringside. They can't be anywhere near and interfere. We all know that they have the pull to change it anyways, but still he's supposed to know or think he has him one-on-one. If Rock and Roman win, it is Bloodline rules, which is basically another form of anything goes, no holds barred, no disqualification, which gets into is The Rock a double agent type thing? Is,
prison rules.
Right. So everybody from the Bloodline, even the old family members that feel like they can still give a little bit, they could come out and screw over Cody as much as possible. He's only got Seth in his corner. So whatever stipulation that is determined by night one with the tag match.
He's got us all in his corner. He's not alone.
I know.
That's all I got to say.
And that's the pool. Like you said, the vast amount of fans of pro wrestling, of WWE around the world, when it seemed like Cody was giving up his spot to face Roman at WrestleMania, and he had talked to The Rock, and The Rock was going to make this the biggest WrestleMania of all time to face off against his cousin.
We're both just in here like, tell us, Kevin, tell us more.
I got to think it all in.
We're like, yes.
When he gave that up, like, the hashtags, the tweets, the posts all over the world about we want Cody made WWE change the path that they were going down for this WrestleMania, where everybody thought, okay, maybe it's going to happen at SummerSlam. He doesn't get to do it at WrestleMania. They're making Cody wait longer. The fans actually impacted and changed the whole story, which is why Rock is now a heel, because people loved that he came back and immediately hated him because he stepped over Cody and took a spot away from him.
Yeah.
Drama in the club.
And this,
and what is WWE? You know, if you want a podcast to listen to right after we're done, Peter records a podcast.
It's Side Hustle Podcast with AA Anthony Alford, who's worked at WTAM 92.3.
Oh, really?
He's with Kyle Cornell, who worked at TAM with him and then went out to, it's like North Dakota or like somewhere.
North Dakota, I think.
He was doing like a lot of like high school sports coverage. And then now
they're going to have to be a sponsor for us soon.
Cool. Well, they want to do some cross promotion, like cross.
Absolutely, shows. I mean, we're promoting them right now.
We're gonna have to do is like a live show together.
I just want to know how many times they've mentioned us. I'm gonna let them know. They better be talking about us on their show. Well,
here. They're gonna be in the studio any minute now. So
yeah,
I'll let them know.
Yeah, we don't want to keep Peter here too late. But speaking of promotion, Lana, trust me, you can reach out to me anytime on Twitter or wherever if you have questions and. Just come back on the show because we got still 3 weeks before WrestleMania and then the lead up to SummerSlam being here in town. Like, yeah, I would love to go, but unless I sneak my way in like Jay has done to other sporting events, I don't know that the financial means.
Can do it.
I care about my family. My wife and I would love to go.
When's your birthday?
2 weeks.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Was it
the
26th?
26th of this month, yeah.
Yeah.
So 13 days, but I don't really.
Yeah, because mine's right before
yours. Happy early.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I tried to ask, I really wanted to ask, but already gifts have been given to me before my birthday even happens. I thought about asking for more toys for my son for my birthday instead. Because I play with him as much as, if not more, so
dude,
than he does.
Just wait till he buys like Nerf guns. And stuff.
Oh yeah,
and that's when it gets real fun.
Oh,
you look at Peter's for sure.
Jan and I have like ultimate size Nerf guns.
That we're ready for
when our him and our future kids get to be that age. It's gonna be.
It's on.
Holding that off to the side, and I got plenty of foam ammo. I'll be very clear about that. I got plenty of foam ammo in the house. But speaking of promotion, Lana, of course, the golf outing, and then just promote all of your stuff. We just give the free reign, Twitter handles, social media, podcasts that you're doing, all of that. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Yes, you can find us at Bougie Sports on YouTube, and there you'll find all of our episodes. The Squad Pod is every other Tuesday. Yvette, our creator, is now doing a very amazing mob series, and she's on there almost every day these last couple of weeks. It's really great. But all of her, everything that she's doing will be on there as well. We are on the real Squad Pod on X, and I am, again, at Stefanski Girl on X as well.
You do stuff with Dog Chuck, don't you?
I have went on there from time to time, yes. Yeah, whenever they want to, quiz me.
One of their members may have gotten really mad about my talking of Michigan and their cheating.
Roger?
I know names, please, in this show.
Oh.
You got really, really mad.
We don't really hide anything on the show.
Well, men.
She said
we'll
it, not me. That's all right. He's a cheating Michigan fan.
And, of course, Lana, the golf outing coming up at Coppertop. Date, information where people can get it. Just real quick, if people want to get involved. Great event for a great cause.
Yes, it is. August 16th. And we post that. It's all over. It's pinned on our Real Squad Pod page as well on X.
And
all that information.
And we put out the pamphlet on our social media pages as well.
Yes, I saw that. Thank you.
So making sure that everybody has the information to try to get as many people involved. And we appreciate you, Lana, for coming on here tonight and spending extra time with us as well. Any WWE questions you have, outside of the main source that you have, if you have some others and you just need a quick answer, I'm your guy. I will help out any way that I can. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank the show here you. Thank you for having me. I had a great time.
Absolutely. We had a great time as well. It was an absolute pleasure for Lana Carino, for Always Positive Jay, for Peter Tellep. Kevin R. reminding all of you sports fans, don't let anyone ever tell you it's just a game. We truly love you all, 3,000.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
And as our great late friend Mike Allen always used to say, live life, all gas, no brakes. We'll see you next time right here on the Voice of the Land, the Big Play on Be On Air Podcast Networks.